Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Hey, if you're looking to create a safer home, workplace, or even community environment around you, check out KSI Safety and Security Training. The owners over at KSI, they first focus on helping the participants to know how to protect themselves. But then they take it a step further and they show the participants also how to protect the ones that they care about and love the most around them. So you can check them out online at ksiacademy.com, 845-893-6155. And if you talk with them, tell them Tom sent you. I appreciate you listening to my rant. I actually have a little bit of a tidbit of information in addition to my rant. Gearing up for today, I watched a little bit of a Big Bang Theory episode, Bazinga. And I finished off with a masterclass episode with Mark Cuban, the guy from Shark Tank, and he was talking about business ideas and how to bootstrap them. So what he brought up in there was that a lot of times people go out and they try to get financing for their next greatest, latest idea. And he says that oftentimes that should be your last resort. Now, the reason for that is that you're giving up equity in your company every time that you're going out to get financing to scale the idea out. And he brought up this great example of a particular couple that was basically, they hopped onto Shark Tank and they were doing their own work. They were obviously looking for financing, but they did all their own stuff. Instead of hiring more and more people in order to scale out the company early on, they wanted to perfect their idea first, and then slowly but surely, methodically be able to, you know, eventually get some financing in order to add on employees and things like that. So my assertion to you is, if you have a great idea, all right, and you're really looking to make it something that is going to bring in your next cash cow, whatever that may be, not billionaire, you know, maybe not even millionaire, maybe a few $100,000 a year so that you could take care of your family and friends and so on and so forth, live a good lifestyle and also contribute back to society. My assertion to you would be to, as best as possible, leave financing for the end of that whole formula. Because the more time that you stay in the trenches, the more time that you endeavor to perfect your product or service and to refine your business so that it's a mega force, that allows you to be able to not only create a business that lasts for the long term, and then maybe you get some financing on that, but also maintain your shareholder equity percentage. And what that is you basically own as much of the business as possible. You don't have to give away parts of your company in order to keep it running. Very important point. Ownership, it's not just 9/10 of the law, it's also 9/10 of your peace of mind.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Osseff. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now. Thank you.